Cross-market analysis. Market action spins off both internal and external pattern cycles. Swing traders must consider both factors before executing their positions. The complex interplay of world markets works its way downward into individual stocks and futures on a daily basis, but accurate prediction of the exact impact during any given session requires a detailed understanding of macroeconomic forces and arbitrage between different entities. Consider the influence of the credit and futures markets before entering an equity position. A sudden sell-off in either of these exchanges can have an immediate effect on stock prices. Arbitrage between equities, futures, and credit also leads to intraday oscillation that runs through all exchanges. Observe this rhythmic movement on tick registers and in the cyclical price swing that runs through all major indices. Swing traders can use this well-known phenomenon to time executions that synchronize with these larger forces. Local influences change quickly from day to day. The markets constantly seek leadership. In the absence of larger forces, that role can shift at any time from the S&P futures to NASDAQ to the Dow 30 industrials. A major sector can suddenly move into the limelight and carry other markets higher or lower with little warning. These fluctuations may or may not affect any individual position. The swing trader must determine the potential impact quickly and shift strategy when required. Cross-market influences shift between local and worldwide forces. During quiet periods, simple arbitrage generates primary influence. But world events or broad currency issues may rise to the surface and shock American markets. Always defend active positions by staying informed and planning a safe exit in the case of an emergency. Avoid overnight holds during very volatile periods, and think contrary at all times. The best opportunity may come right after the crowd jumps for the exits. Follow the charts of the major indices and S&P futures on a daily basis. Intraday traders should watch their real-time movement throughout each session. Keep track of the current bond yield and identify major support resistance levels. Identify market leadership as early in the day as possible. Then use that price action to predict the short-term flow of the market. When a macroeconomic event appears, consider taking the day off, unless a clear strategy emerges to capitalize upon it. Promising setups often fail badly on these days because they can't find the crowd to carry them. Reward risk. Swing trading requires a serious commitment to skill, knowledge, and emotional control. Treat it as a business at all times. Prepare a personal trading plan, carefully evaluate risk capital, and set attainable goals for the future. If personal bias expects this discipline to earn quick wealth, find another hobby immediately, or just take up gambling. The markets have no intention of offering money to those who do not earn it. And always remember this valuable wisdom. Attention to profit is a sign of trading immaturity, while attention to loss is a sign of trading experience. Show a willingness to forego marginal positions and wait for good opportunities to appear. Prepare to experience long periods of boredom between frantic surges of concentration. Expect to stand aside, wait, and watch when the markets offer nothing to do. Accept this unwelcome state as all successful participants do. The need for excitement makes a very dangerous trading partner. Careful stock selection controls risk better than any stop-loss system. Bad timing does more damage than sustaining large losses. Make wise choices before position entry and face less risk at the exit. Watch out for secondary gains that have nothing to do with profit. Trade execution will release adrenaline regardless of whether the position makes or loses money. Always face your true reasons for swing trading the markets. The primary motivation must be to aggressively take money out of someone else's pocket. Rest assured, the skilled competition will do their best to take yours at every opportunity. Every setup has a price that violates the pattern. The measurement from this breach to the trade entry marks the risk for the position. When planning execution, look for levels where price must move only a short distance to show that the trade was a mistake. Then expand this measurement to find the reasonable profit target, and apply this methodology to every new opportunity. Limit execution to positions where risk remains below an acceptable level, and use profit targets to enter markets that have the highest reward-risk ratios. Each swing trader carries a different risk tolerance. Some find comfort flipping New York Stock Exchange behemoths, while others play low-float screamers. Follow natural tendencies, and remember that swing strategies use discretionary entry. The trader alone must decide when to enter, exit, or stand aside. Test overall results by looking at profit and loss at the end of each week, month, and year. Good results make money, while bad results lose it.